This interview was recorded for the Dersingham 2000 History Project on the 29th of October 1998. Can I please have your full name?
Derek Reynolds is all those.
And you're always known as Derek?
That's right, yeah.
And how long have you lived in the village?
73 years. 74 years, really. It was a year when I moved in this house.
Really? Mm-hmm. So were you actually born in the village?
Yes, around the village, yeah.
Right. What are your earliest memories of the village and where you lived here when you were a little boy?
Well, I think I remember, you know, my father used to have a hairdresser's shop down Post Office Road.
That was what he did for a living?
That's what he did for a living, yes.
So whereabouts was that?
That was this end of the first row of cottages on the left. Actually, that just pulled half that building down. It's joined onto the row of cottages and there's a building like this end of it, and I just took half of it down so I can get by with the cars.
Right, yeah. Can you remember the things you used to play and where you used to play?
Well, no, it's a bit difficult because I used to just play with the chums about in the village, you know. There was chaps of my own age, you know, as kids. We used to play with the Richardses, who were across the road, in where the bootmakers was, you know, there. And he had a big shed, and we used to go and play in there and mess about.
Because this wasn't a main road then, of course, was it? It was just...
Yeah, it was a main road. It's the only road, you see, wasn't it?
Oh, right. I don't suppose there was traffic.
No, there wasn't hardly any traffic. But
it was called Main Road, yes.
Oh, yeah. So, we used to go on the common and play. And I think every year they used to set fire at the... common, you know, somebody did. But we used to go down, there used to be a rifle range, shooting range, for because the terriers had a building in the village, and the terriers used to have some butts where they used to go firing and shooting down on the common on the right hand side. And so of course we used to go playing about down there, and there was a cave down there we used to go in.
Oh.
And, you know, you just crawl through the entrance and, you know, have some matches and candles. And there used to be little things cut in the side of the wall of the cave, and we used to light them and bigger about in there.
Now, but presumably that cave isn't there now.
Well, I couldn't really tell you. We haven't looked.
You have to go and have an explore.
I'd never get in it now. But we used to go there, and then when they were firing, down on the butts, you know, as we call them, the butts, they used to have different, I forget what they call them, they used to lay on to fire the guns. And, you know, then there was a bloke down the bottom used to put up whether they'd scored a bull or an eight, and there was two things in the sides, and they used to come out and put a sign out to say what the score was. And then towards the later part, we used to, I think it must have been after the terriers sort of packed up, because they used to put a red flag up to say they were firing and it was dangerous. And we used to go down there and get the bullets, because they had a big thing full of sand, you see, and the bullets used to go in there. Dig them out, you'd flog them, you see.
What, to other boys?
You sell them and scrap, you see.
Oh.
Copper.
Oh.
So, that's something. Of course, during the autumn time, we used to go chestnutting up in the woods.
And did you cook them?
Oh, yeah, we did cook them. Yeah, we used to bring them home. Some of them used to bury them in tins and bury them in the garden, and they, you know, they'd keep But I never did do that.
Cranberrying?
Oh yeah, we used to go cranberrying on the fen. It was a tedious job, that was.
What did you make, like, into cranberry wine or something?
No, we used to have apple and cranberry...
stewed fruit.
Fruit, you see.
Right. You can you remember how much pocket money you had?
Cause I always had a penny if I was good. That's right, I used to have to go and ask for it off my dad. I used to go in the shop, say, can I have him set this penny? And if I hadn't been good, I didn't get it.
Now, you said this place in your garden was a little shop.
That's right.
So did he move across?
He moved from there in about 1924-5. And
he had that built, didn't he?
He had that built, yes. I think it cost £100, Mr. Walden built it.
Yeah.
The builder at the end of the post office, road. I think that's £100.
And did he cut all the villages?
There were two hairdressers. Mr. King was round the village, and he was...
Manor Road.
In Manor Road. And then Dad used to do a push round too, in the morning. So he'd be up about 5, sort the mail, go out on his bike, and he'd be home about 10:30. Then he'd, open the shop.
What did ladies do about their hair?
Well, they used a couple of hairdressers.
And just have it cut?
Have it cut, yeah.
Because that was before perms.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they used to come.
They used to have...
We used to do singeing.
What's that?
Well, after you'd cut it, you used to seal the ends of the hair with a flame to singe it so it didn't bleed. That's what they used to say. Of course, he used to shave people. I can't honestly remember how much that was. I think probably about a penny for a shave.
And what, that was with the...
No, it was a cutthroat razor. Yeah, he used to sit hours, people with cutthroat razors who used to do their own long shaving at home. If they got blunt, they used to bring the razors in for him to hone up on a stone. He'd sit there hours, sharpening razors. And then, of course, he'd strap them on the leather strap. And he used to swear sometimes if people had done that, had been doing the corns with them or something like that, and made them terribly blunt. He used to swear to take hours. Yes.
The playing field that now is down here, presumably, was that not a playing field?
No, it was a playing field, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah. Always has been a playing field. Yeah. There used to be all wind bushes and stuff, before they tidied it up, this end there was quite a lot of wind bushes and that was quite rough until they tidied it up, and they tidied it up and then they mow it now, don't they, or cancel somebody. Yes. But we used to go up there and play.
Now, there can't have been many buildings, when this house was here.
Well, things have changed quite a lot. I can't remember myself, but my dad used to work for his father, who was my grandfather, and he used to take a horse and cart to Lynn, with the goods, with the greengrocers and stuff like that. And he said the few houses there used to be on the main road, even up the Wootton Road, there weren't many houses. And he was telling me once that one particular place where the people were ill, they'd put old straw on the road to cut the noise down, from the horses and carts as they went past.
Because they disturbed the ill
people. That's right, yes.
So he didn't make use of the train?
Oh yeah, Dad used to go on the train, but not make use of it, no.
So you must have seen while you've been here loads and loads of changes.
Changes, yes. Well, of course, all this Gallon Estate has been built, about Was it before the war?
I can't remember.
After the war. Anyway, just after the war, I think they built all Gallum Estate.
Because what it was called Gallum Manor, wasn't
That's
it?
That's right, yes.
But there wasn't really a manor
there. There wasn't a manor, no.
So that was the first of the council estates?
No, there were, well, the first of the estates, but there were council houses in the village.
Sundown Station Road.
There's about three semi-detached on the right, aren't there?
Yes.
Then there was some up Dodds Hill, wasn't there?
Yes, on the left.
And
where Ivy lives.
So would you say that in those days most of the houses were council built?
No, not most of them, no.
Ah.
They most belonged to the farmers or the Queen. See, the Queen owned quite a few places in Jersey.
Yes.
She used to own
Manor Road.
Yeah, there's two opposite Terrington's, you know, the Playford's shop are down Manor Road. On the left hand side there's two belong to her there. And
she used to own the house my parents lived in opposite the Feathers.
Right.
One stand right back.
Yeah.
Old farmhouse.
Yeah, she used to own quite a lot. As well, she used to the farms generally, I mean Stanton's farm along with Queen.
Yes.
And so did Smith's farm up Fern Hill.
So they're really not like in towns, there weren't many landlords as such, it was mostly the farmers.
That's right.
Private owned property or council.
That's right. Well, there were other people used to. I mean, down Centre Vale, I mean, there was the local butcher who lived around the village, Mr. Lyons, used to have a butcher's shop. They've just pulled the place down, haven't they?
That's right, yes.
Well, he acquired quite a few houses down Centre Vale.
Yeah.
On the right, he owned a lot of their money.
Did you ever belong to any of the local clubs?
Or? Only the Scouts.
Now, who ran it then?
Mr. Wearing. He was a schoolmaster. I think he came from Leicester. He actually, when he left Dursingham School, where he taught, he went to Bircham. And he taught there.
Headmaster there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when I belonged to the Scouts, we used to have the building just opposite the road here, because that used to be an old barn. This Chinese yard.
Yes.
It used to be an old barn there. And Mr. Playford, around the village, he bought that, because Jarvis used to have the baker's shop opposite us. Jarvis used to have a baker's shop, and when he closed that down, Playford bought it, and of course that was to stop him setting up a business as a baker, anybody else, you see. So he had that, and that stood, so it wasn't used for years. Somebody was in the house on the right, but the actual barn wasn't used for years. And there was a, what was Simi's name, Gene Warren, oh, Mr. Warren. Captain.
Yeah.
What was his name?
It was Warren, anyway, down
Netley. He used to be sort of in charge of the Scouts.
He was a big naval man.
That's right, yeah.
So you were all based over there?
The Scouts were, yeah. We used to go there and learn a few knots and things.
And did you go to Sunday school?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Because it seems if everybody did in
the Yes, place. That's right. I used to go to the church one. And the village.
Yes.
But I suspect I was dragged along, you know.
We always had to, didn't we?
Yeah.
Now, when you look back, can you think of any particular important day for you in this village?
Well, I mean, there was a day in the village that used to be quite important. And we're on the right past the corner, Linford's corner, on the right where the houses are now. You know where the garage bit is now, where the four cars stand?
Yeah.
Well, about 1938 they first built a filling station there, and the on that field there every year. I can't really tell you when it was. They used to have a sort of day for the sports and stuff.
Oh, what, for the village?
Yeah, for the village.
And not to anything to do with school?
Don't think so.
Oh, right.
Yes, and...
Who organised it?
It's a bit debatable, I think. Everyone. You know, as a kid, you wouldn't really know who's organising the thing. But I used to go there, you know, have a day out, mess about. I don't know what time of year it would be.
So it was like an early kind of fete?
That was, yes.
Were there any stalls?
Oh yes, there were stalls. And of course then, one thing I can remember is a chap with a beer coming up the road, you know, with chains and things, and dancing beer.
Oh, right.
Outside on the main road.
A dancing bear?
Yeah.
Because this was when you were a child.
Yes.
So, of course, those sort of things you particularly remember, don't you?
Yeah. Of course, there wasn't much going on this in the village.
No.
Really.
And but can you remember the war in the village?
The war?
Yes.
The Second World War. I was in the Second World War, yeah.
So you spent the Second World War away from Dursley?
Yes.
Right, because people who lived here through the war have a lot of memories about what happened here, but of course you would have missed that being away,
yeah,
wouldn't you? Now,
he lost several of his mates during the war.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Playmates.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
There was lots of them, wasn't there?
Mm.
It must have been a shock when you came back and realised how many of them had died.
Yes, it was really.
There was a Claude Richards, David Coe, John Coe, your two cousins, yeah, Peter and Porch, yeah, Reynolds,
Jimmy Dore,
all his playmates. Yeah.
Did you find it difficult to adjust after you got back?
Well, I suspect I did, yeah. I suspect I did. Well, things are so different, aren't they? You know, I mean, you had your eyes open, really, hadn't you, when you'd been away?
Yes.
You know, because you're just a country bumpkin, and you... I mean, I remember when I first joined up, I had a ticket, I got on the train, and I had to go to Chichester, down on the south coast. Well, I mean, I'd never been that far before in my life.
Like
all on my own, you know.
Like another world, and you'd have only been a lad,
wouldn't
you?
That's right.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, you had your eyes open.
When you got back, did the village seem very sort of small?
No, not really. No, well, of course, they always, you know, been in the village all their life, you sort of took no notice of it. We used to go shooting, you see. Dad always had guns and that. And we used to go shooting.
Now, what do you think was the worst things that have happened in this village?
Best thing is the bypass.
The best thing is the bypass. You, that must have affected you enormously.
Mm. Oh yes, the traffic used to stand still outside here on a Sunday.
That's right, and the man used to be waving his arms at
That's right, he used to have a traffic police, wasn't he?
So you couldn't get out?
No.
Well, not really, no. I mean, them days, before the war, that all did was bike, you see, had a bicycle.
But I mean, when the cars, before the bypass was built, it must have been very difficult.
Oh, it was right. All the traffic used to come by.
Did you have a car yourself then?
In 1947, 1948.
When the bypass was built?
No, 1947 he had a car.
Oh, right. So you were always trying to get out of your own traffic.
Well, I didn't keep it here then, you see.
We lived down Post Office Road then.
But I used to keep it at the far end in my uncle's barn. I used to keep the car up there.
Ah, so it
but of course, you'd leave your car then, you didn't have to bother, but you wouldn't dare do it today, would you?
Did you take part in the celebrations and for the opening of the
bypass? No,
you didn't. No. Now, can you remember the floods?
Oh yes, remember the floods, 53.
Yeah. What can you remember about that?
Well, the one thing I remember is my dad was laid up, wasn't he?
He was very ill.
He was very ill, and I took him in the car and we went down.
He wanted to see the floods. Yes. It would always happen.
And we went all the way around the coast, around Burnham and around there, didn't we? Showed him, you know, all the, you know, where the water had been up in the bushes on the side of the road. You know, you see the line where the water had been.
Around the coast.
Oh, yes.
Where was it the worst, do you think?
Well, I mean, all the way around here, down Snatcham Beach and all there, it was all badly flooded. I mean, the water was up to Dursingham Station.
Yes.
I mean, the beach had swashed, you know, come with the water up as far as Dursingham Station. And we took him down to Wolverton and somebody's lawn there in Wolverton, in the farm. In the farm there, I mean, it was just flooded, wasn't it?
Because they are low.
Yes, they are.
Aren't they? They're right on the sea.
So, I mean, it's quite... anyway, he always said that happened and that happened and he wanted to say it. So
he got better after that, didn't he?
Well, that was it because of all the things they put in afterwards? Your dad got better after that?
Yeah,
cheered him up to see his words had come true.
He'd be getting on then, though, wouldn't he?
So that's probably the worst thing you can remember, was it, do you think?
Yes, I think so, wouldn't you?
Mm.
Now, what do you think are some of the most of the changes you've seen in this village since you all your life?
Well, you miss the little shops, don't you, really? I mean, all the little shops that you go in and... I mean, the kids used to go and get pens and sweets. And,
where May Davy lives, that used to be a sweet shop.
Really?
Mm. Yeah. Lasher Britain.
Yeah.
What sort of sweets did they sell that you can't get now?
They didn't used to have paper on them, did they? We used to go in for sticks of licorice.
Gobstoppers.
We used to go in for sticks of licorice in Lasher Britain.
So. Yeah. I used to call it Andrews, you know.
Did you?
Yeah. And we used to have lantern slides on a Friday at school.
Lantern slides? Yeah. Where they showed a still picture?
That's right. Yeah, Mason Jones used to do that.
He was a headmaster.
And
headmaster.
Kids used to buy sweets and, you know, in the lantern slide, they'd be eating the sweets. Monkey nut.
When you say a cruel head, does he used to beat you with a stick?
Well, he used to have a stick, didn't he?
I don't know. Well, I didn't know.
Well, neither did I. Some of them did. He wasn't a very nice man.
Oh, dear. Do you think that the village has got too big? Or are you quite happy?
Doesn't want to get any bigger, does it?
No, it's quite big enough now, really.
Well, it can't get any bigger, can it, now? Because there's no more land, is there?
Well, you don't know, they build anywhere these days, don't they?
But, I mean, the boundaries of the village are now full, aren't they?
Oh, really?
They just, if ever there's a big house that's old, when the people move or die, they tend to knock them down.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, build on the land, on the garden. But I dare say they'll build that down on the marshes before they're finished, don't they?
You mean across the roads? I doubt it. Surely it's too well,
isn't it?
I don't think it's safe.
Well, we know the water did come up there, but it was only once in 50 years.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it would be suitable. I mean, the Valley Rise down the bottom end there was hardly. Mm. It was all sand.
Mm. Oh, yes, all sand. There is sand, isn't there?
Hope they never put anything on the recreation ground. Because there is a room there, isn't there?
Yes. Mm. I mean, how do you feel about a new village hall?
Hmm.
The old one would be okay if there was more parking space.
When you say the old one, do you mean the church
hall? The church hall.
Yes.
Yes. It's the parking today, isn't it?
Yes.
That's the only thing.
That's always wet there. I mean, they've only got a little rain.
Marsh, muddy. Yes.
But I can see some lot.
Do you think it won't happen, this village hall?
I shouldn't think so.
Why?
I think there's quite a lot of people against it.
Yes. So. I think so.
The elders and the people are against it.
I don't think there's that much need for it.
No.
Because we have so many little halls.
Yeah, the pastures would be okay, wouldn't it?
The pastures?
Yeah, what do you call that? Do you call that the football field? The pasture. Does that belong to the Queen?
Yeah.
You mean up the cricket field?
Is that what you call it now? We always called it the pastures. Near the fence.
Behind the Scouts Hall.
That's right.
Yes, somebody had already suggested that. But if the Queen gave permission, that would probably be as good a place as any.
Yes, yeah.
It does, as you said, about the church will suffer from damp. But that isn't, I mean, they can manage to do that.
Yes.
There is room there.
Yes, yeah.
Why would you object to one being on the...
I don't know, there's not many pieces of green left in the village. See, they've done the hawthorn, mind you, they look nice there. But I didn't like that idea to begin with.
No.
They fitted in very well.
They fitted in very well. I think they looked better than it did before because it would have been neglected.
Yes. They look quite nice now.
Now, presumably, you will stay here for the rest of your lives.
Mm.
You'll be buried here.
No, I'll be buried here.
You won't.
No, I'll be burned out.
Ain't.
And, this idea of this millennium, what does it mean to you, anything?
No.
How do you think you'll celebrate it?
Oh, I doubt we will.
I don't think so, Roy.
No.
You don't think it's a very important date?
No, I don't. Well, it's an important date probably, but I mean, it doesn't mean much.
It'd be good for the youngsters to remember that.
If you were alive, what do you think will happen in 100 years' time in this village? How do you think it will change?
I don't know. I think we're ruining it, the whole country somehow, aren't we?
We do.
We're getting too brainy for ourselves, aren't we? I can't think of any other...
Yeah, you mean that the simple pleasures that the villagers used to have don't exist anymore?
No, that's right.
And yet, people would say we're a very lucky village. I mean, we've got so many... We've got a lovely supermarket, library.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, the library's very good. Well, the supermarket is.
No, when you were young here, there was none of those things.
No, we didn't have a library, even when our children were small, did we?
No.
But presumably you didn't miss it because you didn't know about it.
Well, I went to the convent in King's Lynn, and I used to go to the Lynn Library.
Yes, which has been there a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's been there years, hasn't it? Yeah.
Right. So you haven't got anything else to tell me about? Anything you can remember? Basically, would you say you've been happy living here?
Oh, as happy as we would be anywhere else, I should think, yeah.
Wouldn't like to live anywhere else, would we?
No. I think most people say this.
Yeah.
They've lived in a village all their lives.
Yeah, we're both born in the village, so we don't... I was born down Pansy Drive.
Right,
We're both local.
Yes.
Right, yes.
Mm. And, I mean, Pansy Drive, were there not many houses there then?
No.
That's an unmade up word, wasn't it, until yes. quite recently.
Yes. Yeah, Mum and Dad had to walk out the...
That's right, they were made up.
Yes.
Of course, quite a few of the roads in the village were not made up, were
no.
they? They were just sort of muck roads.
That's right, yeah.
I remember the one on the hill, going out towards Hunstanton, the steep hill.
Oh, yes.
When we first came here, that was just...
Yeah.
And it must have been very difficult in the winter.
Yes.
If the roads were bad, to get down that hill.
That's right. Redgate Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't it Redgate Hill?
Well, it's a made-up road, but it wasn't very wide, was it? And of course they sliced the top off and filled the bottom in, so it didn't make it so steep, didn't they? I mean, it was used to be quite steep.
Yes.
I used to bike up there to Hunstanton, you see, because I had an aunt live at Hunstanton. And
where Legg's shoe shop is now, his aunt used to live in there. That was called Norfolk House. But